Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
Greyhounds.
I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
It's September and autumn will begin on the 21st. I love this time of year.
Because we're so busy?
Well, I could do with a bit of calm, but you're right. It's a busy time of year with the kids back in school and so many holidays coming up. We're also busy with Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. There are some amazing events coming up. So many, in fact, we decided to dedicate an episode of the podcast to get the word out. If you don't live in the New Jersey area, don't tune out just yet, because there are bound to be some ideas you may be able to implement with your Greyhound adoption group, whether you're in California or the UK or New Zealand and so on.
We took a look at our calendar and put together a chronological list of the major events taking place at Greyhound Friends in New Jersey now through the end of the year. Don't worry about writing these down. We'll have a list, and where there are the links, we'll provide them in the show notes of this episode.
But before we get on with the major fall Greyhound events, I want to remind folks, or perhaps inform them, that Sunday, September 9th, is National Hug Your Hound Day.
Hold on. We hug our greyhounds every day.
That's true. So here's what PositivelyWoof.com has to say about that. The history of Hug Your Hound Day tells us that it was created to, quote, remind people of the importance of having a long and lasting bond with you and your pet, unquote. Here are suggestions from Positively Woof on how to celebrate National Hug Your Hound Day. And since not all greyhounds or other dogs enjoy being hugged, none of these actually involve hugging. Number one, give your dog an extra helping of love and affection. Number two, stop and take a look at the world from your dog's point of view. Number three, give your dog an additional healthy treat. Number four, take your dog on an extra long walk. Number five, do all you can to make certain your canine family members are healthy, happy, and loved.
Now, on with your list of the major Greyhound Friends in New Jersey events happening over the next 4 months.
Here we go. I'll start with the Greyhound Friends of New Jersey annual fall picnic. It's technically not in autumn, but it does help to kick off the spirit of the season.
The picnic takes place on Sunday, September 16th at the kennel where we rent space. It's called the Mighty Mutt's Tabernacle Kennel in Tabernacle, New Jersey, and is in South New Jersey. The picnic runs 11 a.m. through 3 p.m.
Greyhound Friends of New Jersey picnics are a blast. At this year's event, you can expect a potluck table, so feel free to bring a people food donation for the potluck. And for a monetary donation left up to your discretion, you are welcome to the feast. There will be vendors with all sorts of goodies for greyhounds, from martingale collars to coats and more. For the hounds, there will be a doggy spa where your dog can get a bath, and we may have nail clipping on the premises. There's also a fun run for the greyhounds.
Don't worry, the area for the picnic is fenced in, so no greyhounds will find themselves in danger of getting lost. By the way, the picnic is free to attend.
Our second event for fall is another popular one, Greyhound Friends of New Jersey's Garage Sale. This event will be taking place in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey from 9 to 5, Saturday, September 23rd. The rain date is Sunday, September 24th. You'll find all kinds of goodies here at great prices. If you'd like to volunteer or donate items for the Garage Sale, we will have information in the show notes of this episode. The next event is one that you're hosting, Al, the Stomp in the Swamp Car and Bike Cruise on Tuesday, September 25th from about 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Meadowlands Racetrack in East Rutherford, New Jersey. This event is sponsored by Indian Motorcycle of Wayne, New Jersey. Al, what can you tell us about this event?
Stomp in the Swamp is a huge car and bike cruise at the Meadowlands in Rutherford, New Jersey. Car and bike enthusiasts bring their vehicles for folks to check out, and they check out other vehicles. Not everyone who comes exhibits a biker car. There are a lot of spectators, too. I'll be hosting the Greyhound Friends of New Jersey tent, where exhibitors and spectators can come and meet the greyhounds and find out more about them. Our goal is to plant adoption seeds with people who wouldn't have thought about a greyhound for the next dog.
Can anyone bring their greyhound to spread the word about greyhounds at the Greyhound Friends of New Jersey tent, Al?
Of course, all Greyhounds are welcome. Anyone coming can stay for the full event or come and go as he or she pleases. Greyhounds that are tolerant of loud noises from bikes, cars, and a live band will really enjoy it. But if your Greyhound gets nervous around that type of noise, it's best to leave the dog at home where he or she is more comfortable. Stomp in the Swamp is a free-to-attend event for spectators.
The next event happening this fall is All Paws On Board on the Beach, hosted by Jenkinson's Aquarium in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. The first event that Jenkinson's held was back in May. What a crowd of Greyhounds and people we had.
It was so successful that Jenkinson's is doing it again on Saturday, September 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a meet and greet on the beach with several dog and cat adoption groups, including Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
In May, we were really floored by the amount of folks who came with their Greyhounds. At this event, we talked to people about Greyhounds and why we love them so much. We also pass out literature about our group and the dogs. Seeing so many Greyhounds in one place is truly impressive, and it really helps to drive awareness. So please, if you're in the area, please consider coming down with your Greyhound or without a Greyhound, because then you can help us talk to all the people that come to that event looking for more information about adoptable dogs and cats. The next fall event I want to talk about is one that is near and dear to our hearts, as Al created it and is hosting and managing the event. Al, what can you tell us about the third annual Fast Cars, Fast Hounds Car Cruise?
The event is taking place on Saturday, October 13th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Fairfield, New Jersey. The rain date is Sunday, October 14th. It's a lot of fun for spectators and exhibitors. It's also Greyhound friendly, so folks are encouraged to bring their Greyhounds. Exhibitors are people who want to show off their cars, trucks, motorcycles, or other vehicles, any make, model, style, or year. Vehicle enthusiasts who exhibit at car cruises attend because they love to show off their cars, bikes, trucks, and other vehicle types, and to check out other folks' vehicles and to socialize. For spectators, they get to see an eclectic mix of vehicles and to mingle with and ask questions to the owners.
Al, what do you have in store for this year's Fast Cars, Fast Hounds events?
We'll have a 50-50, a basket raffle with a lot of fabulous prizes.
Holy cow, there are so many prizes for that basket auction. Like, I have nowhere to walk in some rooms in this house because there's so many prizes, like in the garage, in the office, in the kitchen.
My office.
Your office. It's crazy.
There'll be a potluck lunch served. In return, we ask for a donation, and there will be Greyhounds, of course.
This event is a perfect way to introduce people who wouldn't normally come into contact with Greyhounds to meet them and find out more about them.
It really is. On a side note, there's a $10 charge to exhibit a car or a vehicle. Spectators can come to the event for free.
Wow, we have a lot of free events, don't we? Yeah. Unless you're exhibiting, in this case. The date after the car cruise, should we hopefully not need the rain date, is an event in beautiful downtown Warwick, New York, on Sunday, October 14th from 9 to 5. This event is Apple Fest, and for the last 16 years, Greyhound Friends of New Jersey's tent and presence has been managed by Greyhound Friends of New Jersey trustee Nancy Bowden.
Apple Fest is an enormous fair with entertainment, food, including plenty of apples, crafts, and close to 30,000 visitors.
Okay, that's a ton of visitors. That's a lot of people to come and look at Greyhounds.
Many adoptions have been sparked by our presence at Apple Fest, and it raises a significant amount of donations from attendees. In fact, many folks tell us that seeing the Greyhounds is one of the main reasons they visit Apple Fest.
Greyhounds are encouraged to show off their awesomeness at our tent, but please note they and other dogs cannot stroll around the fair. However, we can pup sit for short periods of time if you'd like to peruse other vendors and or get a bite to eat.
Our success depends on the number of Greyhounds and volunteers that come to our tent. Whether you can stay with us for like an hour or the duration, all are welcome.
Al, we have a brand new event for 2018 that we are really excited about. This one was created and is being hosted and sponsored by Voorhees Veterinary Center in Voorhees, New Jersey on Sunday, October 21st between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's called the Find Your Boo Family Festival. The veterinary practice and I have developed a great relationship over the past year, and we're so grateful to them for all the promotion they've afforded us. This event, of course, takes place in Voorhees, New Jersey.
This is going to be a really cool event. There you'll find music, prizes and gifts, kids' games, snacks, tours of the center, and dog training tips.
If you have a greyhound, you are encouraged to attend with your hound, as we'll have a meet and greet tent at this event. As a matter of fact, the greyhounds are the stars of this festival, so all eyes will be on them. Please consider coming and staying for the full event, or come and go as you please. We're hoping to have a lot of greyhounds and their people come to represent for the greyhounds.
This is another free event. And by the way, if you live in the Voorhees area, this veterinary practice is greyhound savvy. So if you're in need of a veterinarian for your dog, check them out.
Al, this next event I want to talk about is still being finalized, so we don't have a time or date just yet. Stacy Taylor, who's an adopter and supporter of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, created and manages this event called Zumbaween for Greyhound Friends of New Jersey every year. She is awesome.
Stacy is a Zumba instructor and artist. Zumbaween is a Halloween party that includes optional Zumba if you like to participate, and dance exhibitions. You'll also find vendors, a basket raffle with amazing prizes, and of course, greyhounds. Feel free to wear a Halloween costume or not. Greyhounds are welcome to attend this event.
Typically, this event is held in Edison, New Jersey. Stay tuned to gfnj.org and our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram feeds for details. There is a nominal charge for this event, with all proceeds going to help Greyhound Friends of New Jersey help more greyhounds to find homes. Okay, on with the next event. It is called Barktoberfest, which takes place on Saturday, October 27th between 11 and 3 at the Turtleback Zoo in West Orange, New Jersey.
This is an annual event hosted by the zoo in support of local animal adoption groups. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey will have a tent at this event. It's being hosted by Greyhound Friends of New Jersey adopters and supporters Susan and Ralph Unker and their charming hounds. They could always use more greyhounds at the tent, so be sure to stop by for the full event or come and go as you please.
Barktoberfest is a lot of fun, and they often have activities for dogs that come with their parents. There are a handful of vendors in attendance too. Do note that this event is held immediately outside the zoo, and dogs and other pets are not able to enter the zoo. Al, this brings us to an event happening on the evening of the same day. It's another Halloween party type event that's brand new for 2018, and it's another fundraiser that you're heavily involved in. Al, what can you tell us about it?
The event is called Infinifest. It takes place Saturday, October 27th, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. in Rahway, New Jersey.
Okay, what is Infinifest?
It's a Halloween party for people of all ages, from kids on up. Like Zumbaween, costumes are optional. My band, Infinitus Mortis, will be playing two 45 to 50 minute sets, including songs off the latest album. There'll be food, a cash bar, optional dancing, and greyhounds.
Can I have your autograph?
Yes.
Yes, I need you to sign a check. The greyhounds will be in the outer lobby and ready to meet fans of the band. We're hoping to plant adoption seeds and raise much needed funds for the greyhounds. Space for the greyhounds is limited, so do reach out to Al and inquire if your crowd friendly greyhound can attend first come, first served. Al, what is the genre of music your band plays?
It's symphonic metal. Let's listen to a quick audio clip to give our audience a flavor of the sound.
Love it. As Al said, this is an all ages event. I'll also add that there are no tickets for this event. If you want to go, you need to be on the guest list to get in. Al, how does one get on the guest list for InfiniFest?
Send an email to me and I'll add you. Until we're sold out, that is. The price is $10 per person. Once I confirm that you're on the list, I'll ask that you PayPal the entry fee to me. My email address is acavallo@optonline.net. Don't worry about writing it down or remembering it. It's in the show notes of this episode.
As a reminder, we'll be posting information including any links and emails for each event. Plus, we'll be posting a schedule that you can download and reference. Now we move into November for Greyhound Friends of New Jersey's biggest and most popular event of the year, the 22nd Annual Craft and Pet Expo on Saturday, November 10th and Sunday, November 11th at the Westfield Armory in Westfield, New Jersey. By the way, I'll be there. November 11th is my birthday.
You had to mention it, didn't you?
I really like dark chocolate. So, of course, I had to mention that, Al.
Anyway, the expo is amazing. There you find vendors that are expert crafters, plus many vendors that specialize in dog supplies and several that are greyhound-focused.
I have to say, I find great deals there every year and often pick up more martingale collars and greyhound artwork. I've also picked up non-greyhound-related art, too. There are many beautiful items and talented artists.
In addition to vendors, you'll find Santa photo booth for people and pets, the Greek Cafe where you could pick up a hot or cold breakfast or lunch, a huge basket raffle with incredible prizes, a 50-50, a bake sale, and more. And of course, there'll be adoptable greyhounds available. Pre-approved applicants can bring new greyhound home right from the expo. There's a link in the show notes to Greyhound Friend of New Jersey's adoption application.
I love the expo, if I haven't said that already, and especially like that the dogs are welcome. For anyone that wants to attend, please feel free to bring your leashed dog. A word to the wise, not all greyhounds are small animal tolerant, and there will be a lot of greyhounds strolling the event with their people. If you have a small dog, be prepared to carry your dog throughout the expo or bring a small dog stroller.
The expo entry fee is $6 per person.
Al, there's one more major fall event that Greyhound Friends of New Jersey is hosting. This is new for 2018, too. We're going to an NHL hockey game. I've been working on bringing this event to fruition with the New Jersey Devils for quite some time, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm not even a sports fan. Of course, Al and one of our sons are major hockey fans and both play hockey too. On Saturday, December 1st at 7 p.m. at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, we'll be watching the New Jersey Devils versus the Winnipeg Jets.
Hockey is a fast game, so it makes sense to match our fast athletes, the Greyhounds, with professional athletes. We've reserved seats in section 215. Tickets are available only through a dedicated website branded with both Greyhound Friends of New Jersey and the New Jersey Devils.
Okay, get this, Al, and I know this will make a hockey fan like you very excited. If we sell 52 tickets, we'll have access to take a group photo on the actual New Jersey Devils ice immediately following the game. And this is lofty, but possible. If we sell 183 tickets, we'll be able to have Greyhounds on the Prudential Center concourse. Can you imagine about 30,000 people being exposed to our dogs?
Tickets for this event are $50 each, with $11 from each ticket sale going to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help former racing Greyhounds find loving homes. This will be a great game. The Winnipeg Jets lost to the Las Vegas Golden Knights in last year's playoffs. A round decided which team would go into the Stanley Cup Championship. Winnipeg lost, but they're amazing teams, and so fans are looking forward to their matchup with the Devils.
Remember, for Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to get the donation and for you to have seats with our group, you'll need to order tickets from our special website. There will be a link in the show notes to where you can reserve your seats. By the way, the Prudential Center is very accessible by train and car. If you take the train, you can come on a New Jersey Transit train from New York City and New Jersey stations to Newark Penn Station. The Prudential Center is just a short walk away. And the Prudential Center is also fairly easy to drive to. I should know, I drive within blocks of it every day as I work in lovely downtown Newark, New Jersey. I want to mention two other things having to do with this game. Everybody who attends with our group will get a free gift. It is a drawstring backpack with the New Jersey's Devil logo on it. So that's pretty cool. And secondly, Al designed a t-shirt specifically for this event that you can order so that you can wear it to the game if you wish. It's optional. Or if you can't make the game and still want the t-shirt, please, you are welcome to order it as well. The design is really cool. It's called Festus Game, Festus Dogs, and it's got an incredibly cool illustration on it of a hockey player and a running greyhound. It's really neat. So we will have links in the show notes to where you can order that t-shirt. Again, it's optional, but we're hoping that a lot of the people who come to the game and sit with the Greyhound Friends of New Jersey group wear their t-shirts. That would be fantastic. And a portion of each sale of these t-shirts goes directly to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help us home some more dogs.
And there you have the list of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey's major fall events. As you can see, Greyhound Friends of New Jersey's Board of Trustees and a host of volunteers are hard at work to raise awareness of and funds for the Greyhounds.
Truly, we have an incredible team of dedicated people who love Greyhounds, and each and every one of these events will be a blast. If you'd like to volunteer for any of these events, please contact GFNJ trustee Ellen Ganopoulos, GFNJ's volunteer coordinator. There will be a link in the show notes of this episode so you can email her.
And there's more information about these events in the show notes of this episode too. We're looking forward to seeing you and, where dogs are allowed, your Greyhound, at least at all or some of those events.
For the About Greyhounds podcast, I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we're dedicated to helping more former racing greyhounds get to where they need to be next, homes of their own. If you've been enjoying this podcast series, please consider donating to help Greyhound Friends of New Jersey help more greyhounds. There's a donation link in the show notes where you can do exactly that.